Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Free hugs, the story.
Would you ever hug a stranger? There's actually a movement that promotes free hugs that's known as the Free Hugs Campaign. Unfortunately, despite all the love, it didn't end too well.
The Free Hug Campaign is a social movement that involves offering strangers hugs in public places. They're meant to be random acts of kindness, just to make you feel good. The person offering the hugs often makes a sign that reads, "Free Hugs," then holds it up in the street and waits for someone to ask for a hug.
The campaign was started by Australian Juan Mann in 2004. Juan had been living in London for almost a decade when he decided to return to Sydney after his girlfriend called off their engagement. On landing, he had nothing but his suitcase.
After about 3 months, an old friend invited him to a party. In an interview with Who magazine, Juan said that while he was at the party, a completely random person came up to me and gave me a hug. I felt like a king. It was the greatest thing that ever happened. Then he had an idea.
On the 30th of June 2004, Juan made a sign with the words "Free Hugs" and offered his first hugs in the center of the main shopping district in Sydney. For the first 15 minutes, people just stared right through me. But then, a woman tapped me on the shoulder and told me she needed a hug as it was the anniversary of the death of a relative, said Juan.
Things really took off after a Free Hugs video was uploaded to YouTube. While in Sydney, Juan met Shimon Moore, an American musician. Shimon filmed Juan giving away free hugs. In mid-2006, Juan's grandmother died, and in consolation, Shimon used the footage he had shot to make a music video for the song "All the Same" by his band, The Sick Puppies. The video was later uploaded to YouTube, where it's been viewed over 70 million times.
As a result of the video, the Free Hugs movement became international. Branches were opened in Taiwan, Italy, America, Switzerland, Norway, India, Portugal, and the UK. Juan was invited to tell his story on the Oprah Winfrey Show. A website, www.freehugscampaign.org, was launched in mid-2007, and an annual International Free Hugs Day was set on the first Saturday following the 30th of June, as this was the anniversary of the first time that Juan ever offered free hugs in Sydney. Juan also wrote a book, The Illustrated Guide to Free Hugs, became an after-dinner speaker, and published his address and mobile phone number online, offering to go for a meal with anyone who contacted him.
Off the back of the YouTube video, Shimon and his band got a record deal, and they often sold Free Hugs merchandise at their concerts, such as t-shirts and mugs with Juan's distinctive handwriting. But in an interview Juan gave to a New York-based business news website in 2010, Juan said that all the earnings went straight to Shimon and his band members. "Needless to say," Juan continued, "we aren't friends anymore. I haven't seen a dollar from the band or the manager."
Perhaps they should give each other a hug.